In other words, God loves us so deeply, He became one of us. And we're going to practice the adoration of love. We must strive with His grace to become more and more like Him who became man out of love for us. I want to be as down to earth as I can. May I ask all of you to do some mental prayer, some meditation every day, at least during the season of Lent. Maybe as little as 5 or 10 minutes, spend some time each day and just talking to God from the depths of your heart without depending on somebody else's vocabulary or words. And as you know, you can practice this adoration of love, without saying a word. In fact, the most effective form of prayer is a prayer which is not verbal. The prayer that is lived, there is such a thing as a living, a life of adoration. Seeing God in everything, everyone in our lives, and responding accordingly, including how this needs to be said. Things that we don't like. Are they from God? Of course they're from God. You mean God sends us things that we don't like? Would you please grow up and graduate from kindergarten? We go on. Now, specifically, still the first commandment was the prayer of thanksgiving, the expression of gratitude to God for His bountiful goodness to us. He already has shown and will continue to show for all eternity. Acknowledge that His goodness is totally free and spontaneous on God's part, since He in no way benefits from His generosity. Again, I'm just quoting my Father in God, St. Ignatius. He tells us to teach everyone who enters our lives, every day, take some time out, read by rule twice a day, to be exact 15 minutes twice a day, to make what we call an examen of conscience. And the first thing we're to do in this examen of conscience is to thank God for the gifts and graces He's given us since in the last examen. Go over the things that God has given you, say in the morning. Or if you do it at night, the past day. How blind we can be to the goodness of God in our lives. And you know, I try to get a confession as often as I can. I get home late, 11:30. So I look around. Sure enough, somebody eating his midnight snack. By now they know me. That's a grace. Somebody says something which is demeaning. The other day, one of my beloved brethren asked me, "John, how are you behaving yourself?" I happen to have had him in class in theology. Oh, what I couldn't have said to him. So I smiled. I'm trying to. I might have had And are you behaving yourself? But I didn't. Those are things to thank God for. Am I still making sense? In other words, everything in our lives is meant to be a grace from God. And the secret is each day, at least once a day, to make an inventory of the grace that God gave me. And some I might tell the Lord, "Lord, thanks for the grace. You know, it was painful." And He tells me, "So what?" However, the clock here says 3:40. So, shall we pick up some of your questions? Oh, no. Thanks. Might we stay until 5:40? Please explain the relationship of the Blessed Mother being the spouse of the Holy Spirit. One of the favorite titles of Our Lady is to say that she is the daughter of God the Father, the mother of God the Son, and the spouse of God the Holy Spirit. To speak of Mary as spouse of the Holy Spirit means that without carnal intercourse, she conceived her divine Son. There's a profound sense in which we all should be espoused to God. But Mary espoused to God in such a way that God the Holy Spirit, by His divine power, enabled her to conceive her divine Son without carnal intercourse with Amen. Please comment on the article that has been encircled. This is from the recent meeting and newsletter of Call to Action. Terrible News from Rome. That's the title. Terrible News from Rome. Terrible News from Rome. Perhaps the most stultifying news in recent months is a report from the usually reliable London Times that Cardinal Ratzinger recently talked Pope John Paul, at least temporarily, out of declaring infallibly that Mary, as well as Jesus, is present in the Eucharist. The Pope said the Times is keen on reuniting mother and son in this unique way. Is Our Lady in the Eucharist? Well, let me ask you mothers. Is there an intelligible sense? If there's some sense in which you can say that you are in the child that you conceived and gave birth to. It's not the language. Not the language that we use even ordinary pedestrian vocabulary. So, I really believe, yeah, knowing this publication, they are not friendly to the Bishop of Rome. It doesn't get any better for John Paul in Peter Halberwitz's reassessment in another issue of NCR, that's the National Catholic Reporter. One of my friends renamed it the National Catholic Disorder. I like it. Quoting Peter Hebblewaith, an ex-Jesuit who left the order and the priesthood, quote, "The social and political commitment discovered to Latin America seemed to Pope John Paul a wrong track. He much prefers the boring safety of Opus Dei to the adventurous spirit of the Jesuits." Oh, they should have a vocabulary. "Not since Pius X have we had such a personal papacy, in the sense that the Pope allows his own opinions to determine what is represented as the official line. It can't be called church doctrine. Opposition to contraceptives, to the ordination of married men, and even the discussion of the ordination of women have made the criterion for becoming a bishop. No one who has so much as fitness on such questions has the slightest chance of being chosen. The result is that John Paul has created an intellectual desert and called it peace." And the first meeting of the Cult of Action that began the revolution of the Catholic Church in America was held in Detroit. Thank you. What an opportunity. Thank you. "If I love my friends, then my first and truest wish for them is to reach heaven. How do I not sound critical and offensive when I know I must change their minds about very sinful attitudes towards motherhood, contraception, and selfishness? I want them to be happy for being women." Well, be nice to them, be kind to them, smile. But, first of all, read. How to win friends and influence people. How many of you have read How to Win Friends and Influence People? How many? Dale Carnegie. Used to sell, remember? I think for 95 cents. About $5 by now. Read it. In other words, you tell them what they need to be told, but do it kindly. Like a wise salesman to a prospective customer. You never call people heretics, I mean to their faces. I went to confession yesterday, and I didn't give a good counsel, Plymouth. And as I entered the church, noticed all the fonts were dry, no holy water at all. The pastor had removed it, is what I found out. He was going to explain why to the parishioners at the next Mass. This confusion bothered us. I thought holy water was to be used in church, always as a sacramental. The exception of three Ori services on Good Friday. What would be the pastor's reason? Oh, all kinds of reasons, but not founded on the Catholic faith. Besides prayer before the Blessed Sacrament and Holy Mass, is there anything else we should do to convert Dr. Kevorkian? Well, first of all, in our own lives, to accept the suffering that God gave us is powerfully expiatory. Encourage other people not to even complain interiorly. It's not easy about the pain, misunderstanding, or suffering that God sends them. You want to convert maniacs like Kevorkian, and that's a kind word, maniac, because a maniac doesn't know what he's doing. And I'm afraid he does know. To convert a man like him, we must ourselves encourage others to love the cross. What major seminary did you teach at? What subjects? How many years? Why did you leave this work? And what year? One of my policies, when I read questions, I never skip any question. We all taught at three major seminaries, all Jesuit institutions. West Baden College in West Baden Springs, southern Indiana. Then, Melvin School of Theology in North Aurora, Illinois. And then, in the JSTC, the Jesuit School of Theology of Chicago, in Hyde Park, Chicago. How many years? Altogether, 25 years. Why do you leave this work? Because they closed the seminary. What year? Well, I've been 4+ years in Detroit and taught for 14 years in St. John University in Jamaica, New York. So that would be, push it back 18 years. What is that? Be 75? Is that right? So, 1975. Well, we have 5 seminaries. We have 2 left. One in Berkeley, California, and one in Reston, Massachusetts. So, lost my job because the business was closed. So. In the Creed, we say, all things are made through him. What does that mean? The word through, referring to Christ, means that God, remember, he is 3 persons. In making the universe, God, to say the least, used his intellect so that through him means it was God the Father through God the Son, who may be called the intelligence or intellect of the Father in good theological language. All 3 persons created the world, but we commonly remember these are 3 distinct persons. Each is an individual. But we commonly attribute the power of God to the first person, the wisdom of God to the second person, and the love of God to the third person. So, God created the world through his wisdom, who is the second person of the Holy Trinity. How many times can holy water be diluted before its essence is lost? You said we will never run out. Well, this goes back years. We need to know what document to tell the people. To whatever container you've got, if she does not go below half the container, fill the rest, then all the rest is holy water. It's all holy water then. And then, watch out so you don't go below. And then, of course, if it goes below the halfway mark, well then you don't fill the container to the top. Why the change by the United States bishops after the gospel at Mass? The priest says, word of the Lord, instead of this is the word of the Lord. What's the difference? Well, there are other things. Or are there ever other things? The English translation should catch up with the Latin. The Latin never had, this is the word of the Lord. It had, Verbum Dei, or Verbum Domini. And the gospel of the Lord, Evangelium Domini. That's the Latin. So what happened was that we're beginning to begin to start to begin to catch up with the Latin. It takes some time. Keep praying. Especially for those on the ICEL. As we say in Latin, pardon me, in Rome, mamma mia. Some people will tell us that this new catechism is not infallible because it was issued, it wasn't issued as cathedra. How will we answer that? I see it is issued ex cathedra. In other words, the Pope couldn't be more explicit. One reason that I read that long introduction. In other words, he is issuing this catechism to be accepted by the universal church. And that's enough. A friend read in a paper report that the Pope has cancer. Is it true? No, not only is it not true, it is a lie. How's that? That's stronger than not being true. Last December, you said people do not receive the same graces of Holy Communion if they unknowingly receive unconsecrated hosts. What about Ecclesia Supplex or the Church Supplies? What is lacking? What about Spiritual Communion? Oh, of course, you get grace. But the distinctive grace you receive from Holy Communion, when Christ is really present there, you do not receive from a host that has not been consecrated. If a priest consecrates too few hopes, can he put a consecrated host in a chalice of wine? Becomes the blood for those left to partake of communion. No. There's no way out. No. Some questions you wish you'd have answered. Are there any danger in sending my child to a public school? Well, being a generic question, I'll have to give a generic answer. Of course, it depends on the school. Depend on the school in some cities. Public schools, first of all, they don't teach religion. But let me tell you, teachers can teach their own brand of philosophy. But more serious is not just what is taught. It is the young people who are going to school. The deepest influence on children in this order, two of the deepest influences on children are peer pressure and the media. Peer pressure and the media. Children are deeply influenced by other children with whom they associate, as they surely do in school. I could say more. What was cardinal law defending himself for or from in origins? Well, I can talk about this publicly now because it has become at least a little bit public. The translation that is being planned, English translation, is to be an inclusive language. In other words, feminist vocabulary. Bishops, having received advance copies, have complained to the Holy Father. Pray for cardinal law. Pray for those who, especially the Holy Father. What do you do? What do you do? I could say much more. If the English translation of the New Catechism to be accepted, if it contains inclusive language, if it does contain inclusive language, will there be a better translation made available? That, too, has been worked on. I told you I was to meet with Cardinal Ratzinger. My plane was late, so I missed my appointment. I did meet at some length with the secretary. Pray, please God, we will not have to have two English texts of the Catechism. Isn't that something? Could you ask if someone will make available your talks here for a lesser fee donation? Well, I didn't, Penny. Whatever has to do with money is not my business. So, on the other hand, I don't even know what the fee is. What is the fee?
$50.
How much?
$50.
Well, in Detroit at the university, the tuition for one credit hour is $300 for a semester. So a three-hour course is $900 one semester. Rather than, though I'm reading this as it came, anybody cannot afford it, let me know, and no problem, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not doing this for money. But I don't think, in my own opinion, that we should say lower the quote donation.
Father Hart, that was for the tapes, not for your...
Please?
That was for the copies of the tapes.
It was just say tapes here.
No. Oh, the tape. For the videotapes, it's more than $90.
Well, that too can be, but I'm not in charge.
That's all I was asking.
How much are they?
It's over $100, I think, for the...
Well, again, it's not my business. I can pass this on. And if anybody else does, it's up to them. Would you say that the books called the Poem of the Men God are good and safe to read or not? They are not safe to read, period. The Christ in those books is the Nestorian Christ. He's not a divine person. He's a human person. Who shall we give or send checks to for the bishops' meeting in Rome on the CCC? Well, you can send them to me, but remember, not made out. Remember, made out to the prefect of the Sacred Congregation for the Clergy. Prefect of the Sacred Congregation for the Clergy. And my address is, of course, as you know, University of Detroit. Do I have the... my address is Lansing Riley Hall, Lansing-Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y, Lansing Riley Hall, 4001 West McNichols Road, M-C, capital N, I-C-H-O-L-S, McNichols Road. And the standard zip is Detroit, Michigan, 48221. Now, I have to put my... I cannot hear. I can hear, but very poorly. Would you put it in writing, please? It would help. And by the way, Cardinal Ratzinger is coming to the United States in June on our invitation. He can only stay for a few days. He is due in the States on the 29th of June. And we'll be able to stay, I think, at least two of them now through the 4th of July. He'll be speaking of the Washington area, and the next week I can tell you more. And it'll be a real pleasure if you could meet with him even privately. I don't see how he can make his way to Detroit or the Detroit area. Is it proper to believe when we call God Father, he is Father because of being male? Oh, no. God has no gender. I have heard women in church say during the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father and Mother who art in heaven." Why do they say Mother? Isn't Mary our mother? Sure. These women are bewitched by the devil. Am I being taped? Thanks for the opportunity. What is the possibility or likelihood that a new updated Latin translation of the Bible will be done and then become the official Bible to replace the Vulgate? Oh, it's in existence. There is one. In other words, an updated. In other words, can we bring it over? The Vulgate, as you know, was Latin in the first place. It was in Latin. It remains to this day. And this is a copy of the Latin New Testament. So, this is the Latin Vulgate. But, whatever, because after 1,500 years, 410 to 1993 is over 15 centuries, all kinds of mistakes had crept into the manuscripts. So, this is published in Germany. ...1989. So, yes. Now, what we need, of course, is, and this is where, let me tell you, think about this, I didn't plan on it. As you know, there are at least seven standard English translations of the Bible available for Catholics, at least seven. The hardest to get is a translation of the official Vulgate. The hardest to find an English translation, an updated translation of the English Vulgate. In other words, the normal translations of the Vulgate are, say, Douay-Rheims. Anybody have a copy here? No, that's right. Now this is straight, good English. The problem, and I think I may call it a problem, is that the English is, well, archaic. For example,
Shakespeare.
You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, not to resist evil, but if one strike thee on thy right cheek, turn to him also the other, and so on. It's good English, understand? But it is not present-day English. No. It's all that's needed. First time I've done this publicly. All we need is a market. The first law of publishing is market. The second law is market. The third law is market. In other words, to get enough Catholics who would be ready to buy copies of, an English translation which is not archaic. No misunderstanding. That's good English. Whether the English is the kind of English that, say, we use nowadays, but done under ecclesiastical supervision. That kind of an English translation is badly needed. Am I clear? Based on the Vulgate. The Vulgate is authentic Catholic teaching in the sacred scriptures. We organized a committee or a commission and be very happy to work on finding a publisher for a good English text of the Bible based on the Latin, so that people would not accuse us of resorting to some archaic document published back in the 17th century. See? We'll be ordering the catechism through you or on our own. I'm asking because I have a flyer from Silver Burdett to order it for $15.95. Is this the same one? My best recommendation is pray. There's no telling what may happen, given what I already told you. Am I clear? I could say more, but I said as much as I think I can publicly tell you. As a seventh grade religion teacher, my student asked me, is God male or female? Why did Jesus tell us to go to God Father? How would you have answered this? Is God male or female? God is neither. God is God, he has no gender. For the best of reasons, pardon me. Are there men and women angels? Are there?
No.
Why not?
The spirit.
They have no bodies. So, God is neither male nor female. And then why did Jesus tell us to call God Father? Only he told us the whole Bible calls God Father. Why? Because the word Father, for those who are not infected by feminism, Father means the originator of another being. God is the originator not only of another being, but of all other beings. And God is not originated. God had no beginning. Now, at root, because for me, feminism is almost as old as I am, having begun reading Karl Marx, I think I've told you, at the age of 14, Marx and Engels, his disciple, are filled with feminism. Feminism is our country, is Marxism imported from Karl Marx. Do you hear me? And the same purpose, to destroy the family. So the sea will be controlled of the people. I could talk for 10 hours by my 10-day stay in Moscow. Thick book like this, published under the aegis of Marx and Engels, denying that the family is what human beings should belong to. It should belong to the state, not the family. Behind feminism is power, power, power. And behind the women, oh, what dupes these feminists are, behind these feminists are men. Then we have a lust for power, and they know there's only one way they can really control a people, by wiping out the family. And they're doing a good job, as you know. It is 4:15, and that's our scheduled time for
4:20.
Is it all right if I continue? Say 15 minutes. How's that? Anybody has to leave, by all means. What exactly is the doctor of the church? How does a saint become one? Now, for us in English, the word doctor, we think of medicine, prescription, you name it. A doctor is a teacher. In Latin, to teach is docere. Doctor, in Latin, is a teacher. Doctrina is that which is taught. That's where the word doctrine comes from. So, doctors of the church. And now we have two women. Who are they? And? First of all, has to be a saint. Secondly, must have written, spoken at some length on matters of doctrine, and been outstanding in his or her teaching of the faith. And thus, for a saint to become a doctor, the Pope must formally declare this saint not only was an outstanding teacher, but is for our day to be read and studied in order to teach us now what we are to believe. Which are the two books by Hans von Balthasar that you couldn't? Okay. I'm afraid the question would come up. Can we save this for another week? Sister, could you take custody of this question? Thank you. Last Sunday, a Lansing diocesan priest announced from the pulpit that the Eucharist we receive is symbolic. Because if it wasn't, we would be cannibals. Same thing that I meant, right? Same thing. It's becoming an epidemic in our country. What do we do? Anything you can do to convert this priest. And the first thing that he needs is to learn the Catholic faith. What about blessed oil? Tell us the importance of it. Will you bless some for us? Well, there are two kinds of blessed oil. There is blessed oil, which is a sacramental. And there is blessed oil, which is necessary for the sacrament and the sacrament of anointing. There are different kinds of blessed oil. Again, sister, if you would remind me to bring a list of the kinds of blessed oil. It's not just blessed oil, it's blessed oils, plural. Any number of them. And there's a formula for blessing those oils. Now, those are sacramentos. It's like holy water. So there's holy water and holy oil. However, there is one oil that is used for administering the sacrament of anointing. And that is more than just a sacramental, because you've got to use oil, either what is called the oleum infirmorum, which is blessed by the bishops, remember, on Holy Thursday, or in case of emergency. Any vegetable oil can be on the spot blessed by the priest to give the person the last sacraments. So, well, thanks for these questions. You spent extra time next week then talking about blessed oils, plural. And not during class, but out of class, happy to bless at least one or so of these oils. Would you also bless salt? These different blessings for holy water. Yes, there's a different blessing for the salt. Now, the salt, as you know, is used, for example, in the blessing, the formal blessing of holy water, uses salt. Actually, there are blessings for so many objects. Just the index goes on for pages. There was a Catholic school that forbids, and then expelled a student for wearing a crucifix. My public school offered to let him wear the crucifix in their school. It is good to have taped. That's why we're here. So that you know what's going on, so that you would realize, I don't see the value or importance, the absolute necessity of knowing your faith. Because we're meeting opposition all around us, and sadly, from within our own ranks. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Now, can I give you a blessing?
Yes,
in Latin? Fathers? Father? Father Downey? Anybody else here? Father? Three of us. Okay.